The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
There's lots going on at Quantum Helium at the moment. Howard McLaughlin is the chief executive there. He joins us now to tell us what the latest is. There was a good-looking release you put out the other day, Howard. Walk us through that.
Thanks, Alistair. We're in the concluding parts of our extended production test at the Sagebrush well. There's more work to be done. There's more fluids to recover, but the test did verify that we encountered virgin reservoir pressure through an acid fracture stimulation. We recovered gas and analyzed it and confirmed the helium content is the same pretty much that what we saw in 1993. And unexpectedly, we encountered oil production, and that oil production is kind of new in this area and will add a lot of value to our project over time in this well and around the area. There's more work to be done. There's more time required to recover fluids. But so far, we're very encouraged with the results, and they pretty much came in as expected.
Yeah, so good news on several levels then. Now, for the uninitiated, talk us through a little bit first about the helium. So you talked about the acid fracturing and the you mentioned flow a little bit there. Does this mean that helium will flow?
Right now, the well is on a pump jack to recover the fluids in an economical manner. There's more fluids to recover from the fracture system, and once we get those out, then we'll start the proper testing program for the raw gas. But everything indicates that gas is the same as what we saw in 1993 through the DST. So we're very encouraged that it's a big structure. It's now this is an engineering issue now. Everything that that we set out to do, we did in the extended test, with the exception of the oil, which we hadn't planned for, which was a real bonus.
And in terms of the percentages of helium that you're seeing, how good is that in the industry?
Well, around the 2.5% is excellent from a helium resource potential. A lot of helium that is recovered from natural gas is in the fractions of 1%, and it's significant because they produce huge volumes in the process of creating LNG. But as a standalone helium project, this is really world class kind of percentages, and it's a very large structure, and we have a significant inventory of prospects that should look the same when we drill them.
Yeah, so lots of favorable momentum building there. You've mentioned the oil a couple of times, Howard. Just give us a little bit more on that then.
Well, they're in this area, the Leadville has not typically flowed oil. It has in some areas quite a distance from us. But it's kind of exciting to get a significant oil flow from this and a continued oil flow. The value add from this, because we have all the oil handling infrastructure already in place at Sagebrush, we just produce into the tanks and we can sell the oil while we're cleaning up the well. It's a real win-win.
Yeah, I mean, a significant number of barrels that you reported.
Yeah, we've already produced probably over 100 barrels, and it continues to produce. It's not we've only had it on pump jack a few days, so so far very encouraging daily volumes. So I expect as the well cleans up, we'll do better over time.
So you mentioned that these testing programs can take a while. So what can we expect now in the coming months, Howard, from Quantum Helium?
Yeah, there's a lot of fluid pumped into the reservoir in the process of testing and fracking and acidizing. So a lot of those fluids take a while to come back to clear out of the fracture system. And then from there, it's a matter of deciding how we're going to the next stage of the field development. There's a lot of planning underway, a lot of data that's collected. that needs to be really thoroughly analyzed. And so there's plenty of work to do going forward.
And when you talk about field development, does that imply a sort of move closer towards actual production then?
Yeah, part of any field that of this size generally requires a lot of simulations. It requires probably an appraisal or a production development program with additional wells. So that's the process. What we set out to do, the confirmations that we have, and the added oil production all feed into the to the forward modeling and the engineering studies.
So finally, Howard, before we close it out, just a quick word from you, perhaps, on the wider context in which you guys are operating. The helium market has been center stage in some respects, given the conflict in the Middle East. That seems to be dying down at the moment, but the outlook for helium remains pretty robust, I would imagine.
It does, and I think it's a wake-up call for a lot of the helium users in North America that that the value of having an indigenous market of importing it from the Middle East, where the volatility has been demonstrated.
Indeed. So we'll watch as Quantum Helium continues with this work, this development work, with great interest. For now, though, Howard McLaughlin, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Alistair. Appreciate it.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.